Research shows kids who age out of foster care are less likely to finish high school, find jobs, or go to college. But one organization in Anchorage is trying to change the outcome for former foster kids and other young adults who need to learn the skills to live independently. KSKA's Ann Hillman learned more.
22-year-old Luke Guthrie shows off the sparsely furnished kitchen of the small two-bedroom apartment he shares with a roommate.
This is my cabinet. We both have one side, each of us. That's my cabinet. This is Jesse's. This is our shared table.
He opens the cabinet to show a pile of ramen noodles and other easy-to-cook foods, then heads to the stove to put on a kettle for tea, his fluffy, blazing orange ponytail flowing behind him. He's eager to be polite and welcoming.
Do you guys, like, coordinate someone's duty to do dishes on one day, or?
Yeah, we have a rotation chart, actually, that they provide, the program does.
Guthrie is part of the Living Independent Forever program at Shiloh Community Housing in Anchorage. The program provides low-rent housing for young adults while also teaching them life skills, like learning to live with other people. Guthrie says it was hard at first. He never saw his roommate.
But one night, he just came out and said, "Hey, man, you want to watch a movie?" I was going, "All right." And apparently, had a movie I wanted to watch. Can't remember what it was. It was about robots fighting or something like that.
Guthrie grew up in Ketchikan, but moved to Anchorage to go to job training. When he finished, he didn't want to go back to the drama of his family life. But he was young and shy and didn't really have the skills to live on his own. Shiloh Community Housing Executive Director Verna Gibson says many kids end up in the same situation. They come from rough homes or age out of foster care and have nowhere to go. They often don't know what is and isn't acceptable as responsible tenants.
Nobody wants to rent to them. They're not good renters. They don't know all of the rules. They turn their music up too high. They throw trash on the ground.
Gibson says many of her former foster kids had the same problem, and they needed help transitioning into adulthood. So she worked with Shiloh Baptist Church to create the LIFE program back in 2008. They don't provide anything for free. To live in the 8-plex apartment complex, the 14 young people have to start applying for jobs from day one.
The Bible says if you don't work, you don't eat. So they needed to understand that they needed to work to provide for themselves, but they needed the opportunity to be put in a position to increase their skills, get their GED or diploma, and do that in a safe, affordable environment.
The residents also learn about financial literacy, hygiene, interviewing for jobs, showing up to work on time. LIFE program graduate Jessica Steve says the program gave her a safe environment to make mistakes and learn from them. She was fired from a job because she chose to stop showing up.
I knew the policy. I knew what I was doing. So I took that upon myself. I took responsibility for my actions. And that is another thing that Shiloh community has helped me, was take responsibility for yourself.
Now she has new employment with a decent wage and knows that she needs to be responsible. Back at Luke Guthrie's apartment, he comfortably settles into an old used couch in his living room with his cup of tea and smiles at Steve and another resident. The young adults interview each other to make sure they're a good fit before joining the program.
Because this program is like family. We gotta live like a family, help each other.
Each week, the entire group meets together to discuss their issues and their successes. He says this new supportive family has changed his outlook on life.
I feel more confident, more inspired, more outgoing. Before at work as a janitor at the Fifth Avenue Mall, before when I saw a homeless guy, I would try to avoid him and stuff. But now, man, I just walk up, I buy a meal sometimes if they're hungry. I just feel like more of a nicer person.
He'll take those strengths and the skills he learned as an electrical apprentice to his new job as well. After acing the application test and the interview, he'll begin as lead electrician for a cruise line railroad this summer. In Anchorage, I'm Ann Hillman.